not believe your eyes. If 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake and I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is ever as it seems. When I fall asleep, leave my door open just a crack. Please take me away from here, cause I feel like such an insomniac. Please take me away from here. Why do I tire of counting sheep? Please take me away from here, when I'm far too tired to fall asleep. 10 million fireflies, I'm weird cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell. But I'll know where several are if my dreams get real bizarre. Cause I saved a few and I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. Stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. When I fall asleep, I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. That planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
Snow Fender! Great start, girl, man. This was so amazing. I really, really liked this version. Like, yes, so cute.
So cute.
Oh my gosh. I just like, I was doodling little hearts. I really liked this. I have nothing bad to say about this at all. Like, I was just smiling.
Yeah, I had a huge smile on my face the entire time I was listening to this. It was just so cute, like your voice. And I said, I don't know why I'm saying that. It sounds gay, but I said to Valk in the chat, I'm like, it sounds like a female Jeffers. It's so cute with the way you're saying everything. And then you had like your own liberties in the song, which I think worked really well. And yeah, this was awesome. What do you think, Valk?
This is adorable, and I'm like kind of sick of this song, so I was like, oh, fireflies again, but like, it really like made it your own, and it was just like, it made me feel really happy, like, I was smiling, listening to it, and I could like tell you were smiling, and it just was like really adorable, and I loved it. I love like the background vocals you put in there too, but like, ew. I kind of wish there were a little more background vocals, because they sounded so good. But, like, this is really adorable, and I loved it.
Yeah, this was great. This like, so like, vocally and energy-wise and...
And everything Lee.
Yeah, she even did her own style and a great start.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
And who gave her that?
It was Olivia.
From the
Yeah,
great...
that was from, like, last week. See, Olivia got Snowfender week 3 or week 3. Yeah, week 2 song selection. And since she didn't have a song then, she's having 2 songs now, you see.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Still put Snow in the running for someone to get last week. Last week. That was confusing.
Yeah.
So, I think it was so amazing. And
I bet you. I bet you. I know who's next.
Who?
Use my third eye right now.
Okay.
Next up is Snowfender singing Jillian.
Yeah, singing Jillian. Yeah. How did you know that, Blackjack?
I'm psychic.
Wow, it's Jillian by Within Temptation. Yeah, Within Temptation.
I don't think I've heard this song.
It sounds ominous. Okay, let's listen.
Will I never free myself by breaking it right?
And that was Jillian. Well, Snowfender singing Jillian.
I think I heard the word Jillian in there somewhere.
Whoa, somewhere along there I heard Jillian too. But wow, Snow. I started last time, so I probably shouldn't start again, even though I want to, because... Do you want to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
This was, like, the most epic backtrack I've ever heard in the world.
It was like, raw. It was super intense.
It was intense. And
Falsetto.
Yes, that's it. Falsetto.
Yes, falsetto.
I thought this was a definite screw, but I don't think you got screwed.
No.
I thought you did really good, especially towards the end when you got into, like, your really high head voice. And I feel like I'm stealing some of your guys' notes that you were typing. But I thought it sounded a lot like Autumn, which Autumn is like an amazing singer who's like Sing It season 10 finalist. So I was like, wow, I didn't know you could do that, Snowfender. That's freaking awesome. So yeah. Like, I was really I was impressed.
I was impressed too. Valky?
Dun, 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 shh, dun,
oh,
dun.
Is it my turn? Oh, I was super impressed too. Like, I've never heard you sing that high in your head voice before, and I was like really impressed in like the placement of it, and like it sounded really like pure and pretty. It was awesome. Yeah, like the first half of the song, it like you had the emotion like super intense and stuff, and then it kind of died a little bit. But like your awesome singing made up for it, so I didn't really care that like it wasn't as like emotionally intense as it should have been, because like you got screwed over and you held your own on the song. So I'm like super impressed. And I was a little nervous when like the final key change came, and I was like, that sounds like it's gonna be really high. Ah. But you did that well too, so. Gale. I can tell like it was reaching out of your range, but like awesome job. Gale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like quite honestly, if Snow did more with like her higher register and had like super more like practice and confidence, I think she could like just be a balls awesome soprano. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought the verses were super, super, super haunting. And, like, I don't know this song. I know some Within Temptation songs, but not this one. This one was very, very intense.
Yeah, just imagine you're Snow, and then you're like, oh, you know, oh, I got this song. Never heard of this band. And you play it, and it's like, dun, 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 psh, dun, dun.
That's so like, funny. If a boy got this song, it'd be so funny, too.
Oh, my God.
yeah. But anyway, I think you have a really sweet head voice. And this is probably, like, I mean, I know this is probably not a song that you'd be like, yeah, this is the song I want to sing, you know? So I think in that respect it was a screw, but I don't think that you were screwed. You did very well. Very well. There was one part where it sounded like you were unsure singing. I don't remember where it was, but it was, like, when the song kind of slowed down in the middle somewhere. Yeah, I don't know the song, so I can't really tell you. But that was, like, the only part of the whole thing where I was just like, huh? yeah, can I reveal? Yes, I can reveal who gave this to you, Snow. It was, drumroll. Soyala!
Whoa,
I know!
Soyala?
Soyala!
Oh, Snow!
Nice
I am shocked.
Motherly, comforting Soyala.
Candle on your water, Soyala?
What? But, uh-oh. Uh-oh, Soyala.
Yeah, crap is going down. This is happening. People are crazy. But yeah, this was cool. I thought it was actually a really cool song. I'm probably going to look up the original, because that was really an intense song. Like, it makes me want to, like, look up and be like, what is this, you know? Like, yeah, it was really good.
One more person.
One more person tonight. And it's a little lady we like to call Margo. Mr. Sister, yeah, I love Margo, and Margo has a song to sing for us tonight. It is called Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. I have no idea what this is, so I think it'll be interesting. Do any of you know this song?
Nope.
I'm going to take Passion that as a Pit. No from Valk, too.
I've never heard of this song. I'm, like, musically impaired.
you gotta be scared when, like, you get songs that you haven't heard of.
You're yeah, like... it's kind of like, oh, man, you could hear, like, that crazy funeral march in your head being like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Especially with a name like Sleepyhead Passion Pit. That just sounds scary, kind of. We'll see. We'll see. Go, Margo. I'm excited for you. Let's do this.
And everything's going to the beat. And everything's going to the beat. And everything's going to the Asian
Like, it took me, it was like a drug song. Like, it took me on a trip. No, for real. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
It was like a psycho happy trip of like prettiness. And I was like listening to all these voices swirling in my head because she did like this cool effect where it was like going around you.
Yeah. And like, it was like panning, but if she set panning to around your skull.
Yes. And it put me in such a mood. And, like, the background vocals were so amazing. And, like, the harmonies were gorgeous. I was just like, wow. Yeah. This was another one tonight where I don't really have anything to say. I was just listening to it for, like, pure pleasure. Because I was like, whoa.
Ecstasy.
Yes. Like, it was a drug trip. I'm pretty sure I've heard this song in a commercial. Because it sounded so familiar to me. However.
I can't imagine what kind of commercial would have this. Maybe an Ambien commercial or something.
A pop commercial? No, I don't know.
Sort of drug. No, I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'm like, I know I've heard this song because the melody is haunting enough. Maybe it's just one of those songs that it's so haunting that you feel like you've heard it before.
Yeah.
It sounded like Enya to me, so that's kind of why it feels familiar to me.
See, you struck Val's Enya chord.
Doc loved it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Margo's song?
I was just like enjoying it too. Like when you first came in with like the background kind of vocals is, yeah, it sounded really like Enya and Celtic, which I love that style, so I was like, yay! And he sounded confident this week, so that made me happy. But, like, I could tell this is kind of like a genre that you're comfortable with, so I want you to be able to sound confident in other genres you're not comfortable with, too, but, like, this is really pretty, and I loved everything about it. It was awesome.
This is my turn.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah.
No, Blackjack, you cannot speak. Shush.
No. It is. Okay. What time is it over there?
Like 10:40.
It is. Okay, that's not really that late. This would be really, really late for Copper.
This would be extremely late for Copper.
He's like asleep already because his curfew is like 6 o'clock.
Wait, I've got my tea. I can't imagine listening to this song like that late at night. Like, especially since this is the last song of the night, I just feel like I'd be like so dozed and out of it. It's still like midday over here. Like, barely not even 3 p.m. And I was just like, whoa. This is like, I'm getting sleepyhead over here. But it was good, though. It was very pretty, like, especially your high parts.
Yeah, it's funny, Blackjack's getting sleepyhead, and the song is called Sleepyhead.
Yes, exactly.
It reminded me
Supplemental messaging!
It reminded me, well, I don't know, this is weird. Maybe I shouldn't say this. It reminded me of, like, you know, like, the, I don't know what nation these people are from. Because they're from, like, a lot of the European nations. You know, like, the ladies that stand on the mountains with, like, they sing, and, like, they're not yodeling, though. They're, like...
I was gonna say yodeling.
No.
And no, no, what you're talking about. Maybe Mamba knows. Maybe it's a Swedish thing. Or Switzerland.
I feel like Swedish is more like the yodelers, though. Because, like, what I'm thinking of is more Asian.
More German?
Like, no, not Asian.
Like, Taiwan or something?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, Asian Taiwan-y, like, mountain-y ethnic song, right?
Yeah, sound like Indian or, yeah, really Taiwanese
cool,
or something.
Like, mountain Asian people. Like, people who are in the mountains singing this song. I don't know. This is really weird.
The Asian yodelers of Japan.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why I said European. I meant not European because I meant to say not the yodelers.
Not the yodelers.
Yes. But yeah, that's what it reminds
me
of, kind of. Like,
Margo's
like
a trippy Asian on mountains.
Yeah, like you're walking through these like exotic mountains.
Exotic.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm crazy right now. So I think that's all we have. That means, yeah, we did have one drop. Sasuya did not submit, so Sasuya has dropped. Poor Sasuya.
Oh. No.
I know. And I feel like she was working on her song, so I don't know if I just missed it somehow because I looked so hard like 3 times. And so I really, like, I hope it wasn't like an error in sending or something. I mean, I don't want to say like I hope it was a legit drop, but I do hope it was a legit drop because I would feel so bad if I just can't, you know, didn't get it or can't find it. So I'm sorry, Sasuya. She's gone. Anyway, we must talk about results now because that's all we have. I can't believe it. Oh my gosh. I don't like this at all. This night was too good to have like a like results part. Everyone
They're putting Dylan's putting a listen together.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, then that means we should really do these results. Deep breaths, people. We gotta do this.
Oh, shoot. I don't.
And we're back with results. Oh.
That's a funny noise.
I think I die a little inside.
That's
results.
Like a little, like anime death noise.
I really do die in my soul. Okay.
These results are...
This was ridiculous. Crazy. No one was bad. How come you guys can't just, like, suck? You guys all rock.
I just want to say, I think... I'm impressed, but I think Who's Screwing You has, like, the strongest, like, caliber of singers out of all the shows on VH. Like, it has everybody.
It's really
Like, I don't know,
because really
other shows, Dylan's a judge on most of them.
Yeah, it's true.
No, and we have Nani.
We have a Dylan, and we have a Nani, and we have so many.
This is
we have everyone on this show, man. Like,
yeah.
What the heck? You guys, everyone's so good. We're only cutting one person tonight because we had a drop. Mm-hmm. Because originally we were going to cut two, but just like last time, we're only cutting one. And so it's like, ah. Okay. All right, I guess we start at the top. So, Blackjack, do you want to say?
Oh, my top is simple. Best of the year so far. Nani.
Best of the year for Blackjack.
Woo. Freaking loved it. Like, I'm going to show it off to people I know and be like, I talked to that chick who sings that song. She knows me. She says I'm cool.
I know her. Like Elf. Like Buddy and Elf. Yeah. Valk, who was your number one?
My number one was Nani, too.
Hey, Nani. Nani, you were also my number one. So, yeah. Nani.
Go Nani. Congrats, Melly, for choosing that. Starbucks zoning us.
Wait, what? It's cutting in and out.
Okay. Now we can hear. Oh, sorry, Valk. Okay.
I feel like I'm in a club or something.
Yeah, Valk is partying. Okay, how about we do, like, we each say our top three and then we'll just save people, yeah?
Well, so number I think two. We should say that the top, like, five and six were pretty much, like,
oh my gosh, they were, like, on par. Like, it was ridiculous. I could not make a list
at all. I feel so bad.
I was like, I can't make a top three.
Yeah. I feel bad. I feel like I failed as a judge when I can't, like, tell who's,
that's
like, second.
That's how good you people are. I couldn't make a top three. Anyway.
But we did.
But we did.
We couldn't, but we did. It was impossible, but we made it happen.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say, all right, who was number two for you peoples?
Valky can go first.
My number two was Snowfender.
Snowfender, congrats, Snow. Wow.
Woo. I know. Snow was, like, all worried.
Yeah, and that was two songs she had to sing, and she came in second place.
And I heard Nani was worried, too.
Yeah, Nani in her email was like, no, and I think Snow titled her email Poopy or something.
Oh, that's just Snow being Snow.
Probably. But anyway,
my number two was Autumn.
Ooh, Autumn, good job.
I think they were all tied for me.
My number two was Rochelle. Rochelle, you're right.
Yeah, that was my author.
This is horrible. Everyone's so
good. I know. How can I do a VTV where there's like five number twos?
I know. Number three for me was a tie. Mm-hmm. For number three, my tie was Dylan and Autumn.
you wanna each go down like our list individually, or you just wanna like start saving people from here?
Oh, just top three. Like most shows just do top three, right?
Oh, top three. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my three. Sorry, I'm like trying to catch you.
Top three,
my
and then we do our save.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still new to this.
No, I am too. It's okay. I get you.
Okay. My third was Rochelle.
Rochelle, good job. Valk, who was your third?
My third was Autumn.
Autumn, woo! Okay, you guys are all safe. Okay, now let's go into the list of amazing contestants. I guess I'll save somebody first, or should I? Am I always going first? I don't know.
Sure.
All right, everyone already mentioned is safe, so I'm going to save Mr. Sister, Margot. Fantastica, Margot.
Grats, Margot.
Yeah.
Drugging people, drugging people. Through audio.
Left
yeah.
and right. Valk, do you want to save someone?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to save Margot. I'll save Melly.
Melly, good Good job, Melly. Woo. Blackjack, would you like to save somebody?
Has, since Dylan was in your top three, that doesn't count, does it?
No, yeah, like top he's already three saved. Is all those people we already mentioned are
okay,
saved.
Okay, 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 okay. I will save... Copper.
Copper, you're safe. Good job, Copper. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I think there's only one more save, and then we talk about our bottom two, and then we, yeah. My
well, one more. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'm saving Soyala. Yay, Soyala.
Congrats, Soyala, for being safe.
Yes. So that means our last two, bottom two tonight is Russ and Temp, and you guys were not bad. You guys were so good. Everyone is so good. Russ, you got a ridiculous song, and Temp, you got a easy song with really low notes that like are rar, and is so hard because like, I don't know.
Blackjack, you hate this part.
I do. I can't do it. Blackjack, do you want to do it?
I don't mind this part. I've been cut off a lot of shows.
I can't do it.
So we discussed and. We dissected the two submissions as well, and we all came to the agreement, you kind of mentioned it earlier, Sky, that Russ's was really screwed, like Russ got screwed really hard, and we felt that he also did a good job trying to fight and counter that screw, whereas we thought that Temp's was... more low, like laid back. It wasn't bad, but it just, sorry, Temp, but.
I'm so sorry, Tempy, because you were not bad. You were so good. Everyone was so good, and that's the worst when, like, everyone is good and you're good too and you get cut, you know? Like, it's better to be like, oh, I put in a really crap submission, you know? Like,
But at least Temp is still on Wonderful World of Disney, and she is my partner this week, so we are going to win that.
Oh my gosh, that's really exciting.
Yep.
Oh, Wonderful World of Disney, I need to hear your episode.
I know. they need to upload it to Box, anyway.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Wait.
What?
Did I already put out the anti-screw for Russ? I was going to say, don't screw Russ next week, guys. He's got screwed three times in a row.
He's gotten screwed so, like, crazy.
And he did really good on the first two ones, and it's sad to see him at the bottom this week.
Yeah, your guys' song choices for this next week are due tomorrow night. And then I will get those to you that night, your songs. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful night, and thank you guys for listening to probably this super long episode. Thank you, Blackjack and Valk. You guys are awesome. And I really
appreciate
it. Anytime. Hey, Valk is the best trooper ever.
I'm just here for the badges.
Oh my gosh, Blackjack. You are like
badges.
Yes. Badge whore. Okay, wow. That was a really hard cut to make. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Good night.